540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Heavy rain in Milwaukee forced the sewer system to overflow Saturday. It sent untreated water into local rivers in Lake Michigan. MMSD says more than 3 inches of rain fell in parts of the area, and its South Shore plant is only running at half capacity because of construction. This is the district's second overflow this year. Milwaukee police are investigating a double shooting in Walker's Point that left 2 men injured early yesterday morning. Police say a 39-year-old and a 40-year-old were shot at around 2:45 in the morning near 14th Street and Greenfield Avenue. They both were taken to a hospital. No one is in custody, and investigators have not said what led to the shooting. A rally in Milwaukee yesterday brought together candidate for governor Francesca Hong, controversial podcaster Hassan Piker, and Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar. The meeting comes as Hong pushes ahead in the Democratic primary. Piker, who's drawn backlash over past comments that critics have called anti-Semitic and anti-American, said he's supporting Hong's campaign. Hong said she accepts the support and added that her opponents are attacking people like Piker and Omar because she thinks they're losing. Former Milwaukee City Attorney Tierman Spencer will be sentenced September 11th. It comes after a jury found him guilty of misconduct in public office. Prosecutors said he used his job to avoid paying city fees on property he owned. The jury did clear him on a misdemeanor obstruction charge. More mosquitoes in southeastern Wisconsin are testing positive for West Nile. The health department in Wauwatosa says some mosquitoes tested positive for the illness recently, the first since surveillance began last month. The announcement comes after other mosquitoes tested positive elsewhere in Milwaukee County earlier this month. No human cases of West Nile virus have been reported in the Badger State as of yet. Health officials do warn to take precautions against mosquitoes. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. A massive search is still going on in Door County for a pair of kayakers who've been missing since Saturday evening. Authorities say the two 20-year-olds went missing after heading out on the water without life jackets near Washington Island. Multiple agencies searched late into the night Saturday and started again at 7 a.m. Sunday morning. The two still haven't been found. Authorities are asking the public to keep an eye out for the two. They're described as a 20-year-old man with brown hair, just under 6 feet tall, about 195 pounds, and a small woman of the same age, just over 5 feet tall and less than 100 pounds. A new report says Ben Wickler, the former head of Wisconsin's Democratic Party, is exploring a 2028 Senate run that could put him against Republican Ron Johnson. According to NBC News, Wickler has been in discussions about a campaign, and some Democrats see his current book tour as a way to build name recognition across the state. During his time as party chair, he focused on grassroots organizing and helped Democrats win statewide races and reshape the legislature through new maps. Johnson, who faces re-election in 2028, has said he'd prefer not to run again, but hasn't made a final decision. Work starts later this year on Wisconsin Dells Parkway. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says crews will begin in September to reconstruct the stretch of parkway between Highway 13 and East Adams Street. The project includes pavement, curb, gutter replacements, as well as improvements to the shared-use path on the west side. Off-road work began earlier this summer. The project is set to be completed in the spring of 2029. Buildings at UW-Madison closed due to cooling issues are expected to reopen August 10th. The school shut down more than 24 buildings at the end of June because of a broken chilled water line, leaving the facilities with little or no air conditioning. UW-Madison has been using temporary chillers to keep some buildings cool, but those will be removed once they're no longer needed. An Eau Claire man charged with having a gun on school grounds has recently entered pleas in court. A criminal complaint shows Andrew Shishuga went to Putnam Heights Elementary School and would not leave for 5 minutes after ringing the doorbell. Law enforcement said Shishuga applied for a job and was upset he wasn't hired. He was arrested on multiple charges. He has since pleaded not guilty on all counts and remains in custody on a $10,000 cash bond. A name synonymous with cheese in Wisconsin is taking a dip into a new product line from the West Coast. Family-owned Sargento Foods, based in Sheboygan County, is acquiring La Terrafina, a California company known for its premium dairy-based dips, spreads, and quiches. The sale is expected to go through in September. The 2026 Wisconsin State Fair is set to celebrate a historic 175-year tradition, anticipating more than 1 million visitors during its 11-day event, August 6th through the 16th. Held at the Wisconsin State Fair Park in West Dallas, the fair continues its mission to celebrate agriculture and local industries through family-friendly educational experiences. The Bank 5-9 main stage will host an exciting lineup of performers throughout the fair. The schedule kicks off with Hairball performing an 80s rock tribute on August 6th, followed by rap superstar Nelly on August 7th. Country music fans can look forward to Bailey Zimmerman with Chandler Walters on August 8th and a powerhouse performance from Winona Judd and Melissa Etheridge on August 9th. A few new fair foods on the menu this year: a Bayou Crunch Cup with alligator nuggets and a whole crawfish on top, bourbon deep-fried pecan pie, and a bugged-out frozen cheesecake on a stick, dipped in chocolate and loaded with crunchy crickets and worms. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers opening a four-game series tonight against the Pittsburgh Pirates in Milwaukee. A rough day yesterday for Jacob Mizorowski. Despite only allowing two hits in six innings, the Miz gave up a two-run homer as the Angels beat the Crew yesterday 3-0.
I threw a pitch that I wanted and put in a great spot, a ball off the zone, and dude hit it.
Today is the trading deadline. The Mets sent former Brewer Freddie Peralta to the Tampa Bay Rays. NFL, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft is back at practice after a torn ACL 9 months ago. Jordan Love on the NFL Network.
I love him. He's a dog. You know, he's been doing nothing but great things. And I think for the whole O-line in general, just being able to get guys solidified, get guys back healthy. Obviously, Jordan Morgan going at left tackle, getting Zach Tom back healthy at right tackle. So, you know, I'm very excited. And it just comes down to being able to build consistency in that group and stay healthy.
From the Packers training camp with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to 61 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another sunny, pleasant day with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.